My hands were shaking too much for me to give Frazier a shot of morphine, so I asked another Marine to do it. I was shaken by my run through fire to get to the bridge. I waited for the morphine to take effect so we could get him out of there, but we were getting overrun. Marines were yelling and screaming, "Run, run, get out of here, Doc!" The Marines with us got ready to move, and I heard Marines outside the hole shouting, "Move out!" I started to get up to take off, and I saw Frazier looking at me, and I couldn't leave. I said, "I can't leave my Marine. He's not ready to move." I slid down beside him in the bombshell crater, and I said, "Don't worry, Frazier. I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm going to be with you to the very last second." I knew we were going to die, and knowing that had a very calming effect. Another Marine finally threw me an automatic weapon and said, "Good luck." And here comes Second Lieutenant Topper, a brand new lieutenant that just joined the outfit and was in combat for the first time. He is bringing up the rear, and he had an M60 machine gun he's shooting at the hip and yelling and screaming to men to move, go, go, go. I yell at him, "I'm not going anywhere. I can't move my Marine." So he put a perimeter around me while we were getting overrun and said, "How much time do you need?" I said, 2 minutes. "If I can't do it in 2 minutes, leave without me." I was able to finish up splinting. We got a poncho, they loaded up Frazier, and 4 or 6 Marines put their flak jackets on him. They exposed themselves to protect Frazier so he wouldn't take any more rounds. Then 4 or 6 Marines lifted the poncho and carried him out. Topper is still on the top part of the rice paddy dike playing John Wayne, shooting from the hip, and Marines are yelling to him to get down, and he got it in the arm and chest. I had extra battle dressings, and I'm plugging Topper up, and the Marine next to me is hit with a bullet and taken out. I told the radio operator to call for medevac to land at the Duck Foe compound a few hundred meters from us.